For FM 89 News, I'm Malcolm Glover. Many veterans wrestle with feelings of depression and loneliness when they return home from battle. The agony of post-traumatic stress disorder, amputations, and traumatic brain injuries can at times be unbearable. So one professor in Arkansas created a lecture series that helps wounded warriors forget their everyday frustrations by focusing on the art of war. Early on a Friday morning, Dr. Reynaldo Morales Jr., who always tells his students to call him Dito, rushes into an empty classroom at the VA hospital in North Little Rock, wielding a laptop. Dito is an art history professor at the University of Central Arkansas.
My specialty is prehistoric art. The older, the better. And one of the things that I've been studying is the role of warriors in these prehistoric societies and really how we learn from the art.
Dito flips through papers, untangles electrical cords, plugs the laptop into a projector, and his presentation slowly comes into focus on the big screen. The objective? To let ancient art help veterans cope with the realities of life after war. The empty classroom soon fills up with about 50 vets.
Oh, this is going to be a fun crowd again. Goodness gracious.
One of the most outspoken class participants is Jesse Jones, an Air Force vet who's been diagnosed with PTSD.
Dito brings us more information, and that's part of this group is to learn, to turn the light bulbs back on in our heads because of the different situations that we might have went through in the military.
Jones asks a lot of questions, and his interest in history inspired today's lecture topic, art and the warrior across the continent of Africa. The lecture covered everything from the warrior kings along the Nile.
That's him, Tutankhamun, as his grave was discovered back in 1922 by Howard.
To the power of women during wartime.
And you can see plenty of the relief carvings that show these very powerful Nubian queens engaging in negotiations.
Then, of course, there are those epic conflicts.
When the Islamic army started moving across North Africa, they got over to Mauritania and Numidia, and they met up with the locals, the Berbers. And the Berbers actually stopped the Islamic armies.
And no lecture is complete without talking about the brilliant tactics of freedom fighters.
The buffalo horns technique seems to have been what really has solidified Shaka Zulu as one of the great military strategists of anybody to ever fight on the African continent.
Dito always reminds the veterans in his classes that art history can teach valuable lessons and inspire action.
I think art is all around us. It's just a handful of images can spur conversations, ideas, memories that have been repressed or hidden or forgotten about or may have seemed insignificant, but brought out in a group like this really touch a lot of people at once.
Gail Moberly and her husband Bobby, a Vietnam vet, drive about 3 hours to attend the lectures at the VA. She says the discussions are well worth the travel.
Dito does some amazing representations of the warrior society, since all the vets would be considered warriors, and helps them feel like they have a foundation and a reason for what they did for our country. He does an excellent job of presenting that so that everybody comes away with a lot to think about, tools to work with, and information that helps us in our everyday getting along.
A sentiment Air Force vet Jesse Jones shares.
That's all we tell each other is keep coming back. We're a family. We treat each other as a family, and we just keep coming back because just like in the military, we leave no one behind. We don't do it out here either.
Over the course of the presentation, sketches and photographs of weaponry and paintings of historic battle scenes flash across the screen, gripping their imagination. Dito's energy and passion for the subject matter never wanes.
I started showing the veterans that they're part of a tradition that goes back thousands and thousands of years. They're part of a tradition that has been the subject of some of the greatest works of art that humans have created. And it shows that some of the problems that they may have today integrating with society are problems that warriors have had forever.
Dr. Reynaldo Dito Morales says his work with the VA in North Little Rock has been a life-changing experience. He says the vets have already given him marching orders for the next two lectures. They want to know more about how art and war played a role in the spread of Islam and Christianity. For FM 89 News, I'm Malcolm Glover.